producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so I guess some of these national parks are going to need quote-unquote selfie zones. Apparently, at Yosemite National Park, California, most accidental deaths are water-related, okay? You would think it's because, all right, people are just trying to swim or cool down, but a lot of it is people are trying to take pictures. More than 80% of the park's water-related fatalities involved the Merced River and the Mist Trail that runs alongside it. Researchers write in the journal Injury Prevention, in many cases, visitors drowned after falling into the river and being swept downstream or over a waterfall. A lot of people tend to think warnings don't apply to them, according to the research. They say, we see people have a lot of biases in their head that they are somewhat exceptional, said lead author Deborah Jurasek, director of social and behavioral sciences at the Uniformed Services University of the Health Sciences in Bethesda, Maryland. She says, it's typical of humans, she added, to think something won't be dangerous to them, but will be to something else. They say to learn what motivates park visitors to venture to danger zones, Jurasek and colleagues from Yosemite's Division of Visitor and Resource Protection watch hikers on the Mist Trail between June and September 2013. And they saw that hikers either went into two risky areas, one near the top of a waterfall or the other near a footbridge across the river. The researchers approached them and asked them to take a four-minute survey. Nearly 400 or more than two-thirds agreed. More males than females ventured near the most dangerous sites, and they tended to be younger than 28 years old. The experienced trail hikers were also more likely to decide beforehand they would take the risks, and veteran Mist Trail hikers were more likely to say they felt safe. They say, we see in a lot of the risk literature that people are familiar with something are much less likely to read. Okay, let's just stop for a second. Okay, this is what's going on, okay? With the advent of Facebook and Twitter, have now all tasted fame, okay? All of us are now famous. We post something online. People see it. People talk about it. People share it. And you feel that sense of fame. That feeling of wanting to be famous is so addictive. I get that. I get it. So, you're on Facebook, and one of your buddies goes on a vacation, and they get themselves a picture with them holding a snake, or they have a picture of them on a boat with a shark near them, or something. And they snap that shot, all right? Either Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, whatever the heck is out there now. And they put it online, and you see they got 100-plus likes and shares, and that picture goes viral. Maybe it doesn't go viral globally, but it goes viral in your little Facebook circle. So now, well, you want people to know what you're doing. So you go for a hike, and you're like, you know what? Standing with my family next to a guardrail isn't as exciting. But I bet if I'm standing in the middle of the river, that'll be a damn good picture. So you do it. So what ends up happening is, and I'm not blaming everybody for this, But a lot of you guys love your pictures going viral and everybody going, oh, that is so cool. And one of my very first Facebook pictures that happened actually years ago when Facebook first started, I was up in Hawaii and there's this big mountain, I forget what it's called, in Maui. And when you go up the mountain is higher than the clouds. So there's a picture, if you look in my photos, okay, one of the very, I think this was back in 2009. Or 2008. I don't know. It's an old picture. I don't remember. It has to be even older than that. Yeah, I think it was like 2007 or 8 or whatever. You see me holding my son, and it looks like we're in the middle of the clouds. Okay, you don't see our anything from our hips below. And I go, all right, baby, time to get back in the plane now. And people thought that picture was so cool because it looks like I'm literally out on a wing of a plane with my child. Okay, now, of course, that's not what happened. But people see that stuff. And they go, well, I want to take a cool picture, too. And so all of a sudden now, there's everybody wants to be famous. And I'm seeing this time and time again. People are doing stupid things. There was a woman who videotaped herself driving drunk. Why? Because she thought it would be funny, and then obviously somebody got a hold of it. Maybe she uploaded it or whatever, because she thought everybody would be giggling and she would get to go viral. And she was right. It was all over the news. I think she got arrested. I need to look it up and find out what happened to her. But we got a big problem here. Okay? In the olden days, the only people that got famous were people that were sons and daughters of famous people. Okay? They got to be the ones that made it in the movies. Okay? Or you had to be an assassin or doing something bad. Then, all of a sudden, if you made a sex tape, you became famous. Okay? And a lot of us were like, well, you know, is that really that hard to do? And, you know, people were seriously, you know, considering trying to make a sex tape so they could be famous. And it worked for a couple people. Whose name I'm not going to mention. It worked well for them. So the rest of us are like, all right, well, then I guess we're not going to be famous. Until all of a sudden, social media allowed us to now have followers, now have friends, now we have the power of the media. There is nothing more rewarding, which is why I'm so grateful to GCN Network for allowing me to be on the radio. There is nothing more powerful to have a platform where you could talk, where you could teach. Well, people take that, unfortunately, a little too seriously, and now they're there on Facebook posting pictures of themselves, okay? Mind you, I still want your mammogram selfies and your breast exam selfies. That, I have no problem you doing, because you're not going to fall into a river and die doing that. But it's a much different environment now. Pretty spooky stuff. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Alzheimer's disease may soon be detected through a blood test. There's a new study from the Rowan University School of Osteopathic Medicine in Stratford, New Jersey. And they identified a possible blood test that will help diagnose Alzheimer's disease, making it easier for us docs to intervene and then treat. Who gets credit? Dr. Robert Nageli, lead author, presented their findings during the annual Osteopathic Medical Conference and Exposition in Orlando, Florida, last Sunday, October 18th. Currently, there is no exact blood test to help detect Alzheimer's. And if developed further, All right. You know, if we can, you know, nail this sucker down, we could then find you earlier if you have Alzheimer's and hopefully treat you early. Usually we don't really know what's going on until it's too late. Or after, you know, you die, we biopsy the brain and we go, oh, I see, so it's Alzheimer's. Dr. Nageli states there are significant benefits to early disease detection because we now know that many of the same conditions that lead to vascular disease are also significant risk factors for Alzheimer's. Remember I told you a lot of times, you know, multi-infarct dementia gets misinterpreted as Alzheimer's when we don't do pathology and actually look at the brain tissue, because you start to lose blood flow to the brain, either by cholesterol or blood sugar or high blood pressure, and the lack of blood flow to the brain unfortunately causes lack of cognition in certain areas. So I guess they want you to watch your diet, exercise, watch your weight, watch your blood pressure, etc. Now, what kind of a test did they come up with? Well, Medical News Today writes that the team focused on using quote-unquote autoantibodies as blood biomarkers that detect the progression of disease and identify what stage it is. Okay, so if you have the presence of autoantibodies, that means that the body is trying to fight or prevent, I guess, damage from an outside source. Remember, when you start to make this amyloid buildup, okay, it may give off certain proteins or certain antigens, and your body may want to protect itself from that. So the researchers looked at these autoantibodies, and they said each individual may show a specific antibody profile, but some of these antibodies could be disease-specific. So in Alzheimer's diseases, they say changes are already seen before the patient is diagnosed. So they use these autoantibodies, and then they'll be able to, in a blood test, go, you know what, we're already seeing issues that the body is starting to protect itself from. And you may not feel it, but it's already present in the blood. Like, for example, when you have an infection, sometimes we'll run a blood test to see if you have antibodies towards that. Your body will make antibodies before you even feel the infection. That's what's so cool. So if they could come up with these autoantibodies, they could do this for cancer too. Multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's disease, etc. So, let me see if I have any more information on this. No. Okay, so, hopefully they do more research. Pretty, pretty exciting stuff. I know some of you guys are like, oh, man, I don't get it. Yeah, you'll get it. You'll get it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I found that article. A Lakeland, Florida woman created a stir last weekend when she used the live streaming app Periscope to show herself driving while intoxicated. Whitney Beal, 23 years old, is now facing charges of drunken driving after police in Lakeland used the app to track her down and arrest her. Police received calls Friday night from concerned people watching her live stream broadcast on the internet. In the video, she is heard talking with slurred speech about how drunk she is and how she's lost. She was in a 2015 Toyota Corolla. It also had a flat left front tire. She goes, I am drunk on South Florida Avenue because I am a drunk person. 23 years old. What an idiot. As a result of the video being streamed worldwide, numerous text messages were sent to the driver asking her to stop driving before she killed someone or herself. Not only is she driving drunk, but she is sitting there talking into the camera and manipulating a Periscope app while she's driving drunk. WTSP.com reports a Lakeland police officer downloaded the Periscope app on his personal phone so officers could see the broadcast. Then they used landmarks seen in the video to locate Beal. Within minutes, we found her driving flat front tire. She hit the curb again, and it was just obvious that she was intoxicated. She went through the tests. She failed and went to jail. Wow, did they work fast. See, I saw the video 3 days later on the news. That is awesome that you guys on Periscope were able to notify the police. Well done. Good job. On Monday, Beal told WFLA that her actions were a mistake. Her lawyer said in a statement that Beal is a, quote, young professional with a bright future and will plead not guilty. How? She says the streaming, or they say the streaming Periscope video highlights the dangers of driving while intoxicated through the eyes of a drunken, irresponsible young adult, according to police. The Lakeland Police Department is extremely thankful that this did not result in an accident. No one was injured as a result of her poor decision. One day I'll have, get the audio for you on this if you haven't seen it. It's pretty scary. Again, the desire to be famous. People want to become famous. And she did. She's famous now, and now she's in jail. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, people are wondering what's going on with the female sex drug. I think the female sex drug hits the market this week. All right? Remember the drug Addyi? A-D-D-Y-I? This drug came out. This was a very, very interesting birth of this drug, okay? The birth of this drug is called the female Viagra, even though it doesn't work like Viagra does. It basically kind of works as a antidepressant would and hopefully increases women's desire. Unfortunately, the FDA and a lot of, drug enforcement agencies or the agencies overlooking pharmaceuticals wasn't really impressed with the data. And, you know, these drugs have failed time and time again. But there was a big, huge movement that the government was anti-woman for not allowing this drug to be out there. So the FDA did a fast track and got this drug out there, and now we're going to see if it works or not, all right, or if the side effects are serious or not. Now, ADDYI, okay, is a medication that cannot be taken with alcohol or other drugs. Experts believe these restrictions could then maybe spur development of better treatment for women's sexual problems after what they say, according to this study, quote, more than a decade of neglect by most of the world's large drug makers. Okay, I hate hearing that, neglect. Okay? If there's not a drug that improves women's sex drive, there's only so much money a drug company is going to dump into research. Okay? Kim Whalen, a psychology professor at Emory University, says Addyi represents a historic milestone that may open the door to more drugs targeting desire in men and women. Where Viagra and other men's erectile dysfunction drugs work by increasing blood flow to the genitals, Addyi acts on brain chemicals associated with desire. Again, I don't have high hopes for this. She says this is the first time that a drug for either men or women has been approved strictly to increase sexual desire that legitimizes many other drugs that are in development. Now, treatment, they say, for women's libido issues are an untapped financial opportunity for drug makers, and analysts estimate that this market would be worth over $2 billion. If it worked, if there was an aphrodisiac, you're right, if it worked. They say 5 million to 9 million U.S. women may suffer from desire disorders. Guys, honestly, just make a placebo pill that has a picture of Michael Fassbender on it, and you got it. But I don't think you're going to be able to really, really affect the brain chemistry unless you're really going after the dopamine or the oxytocin, etc. They said the area has not been a research priority for drug makers. Beginning in the 1990s, Pfizer, Bayer, Procter & Gamble all studied and then discarded drugs targeting female libido. Well, they didn't discard it because they're anti-women. They discarded it because they couldn't find something that worked, and they're not going to dump money into something that doesn't work. And again, I'm not saying this to defend the pharmaceutical company, but we need to be really, really careful. Okay? You know, I mean, I don't want somebody saying, okay, well, you know, we see a lot of Jews out there that get cancer, and there's no cancer-fighting drugs out there because the companies are anti-Jewish. No. Don't be saying that kind of stuff. I mean, come on. Okay? We need to call it like it is. If the drug is not going to work, it's not because it's anti a certain person or race or creed. So anyway, let's see what this ADDI does. All right, I'm interested to see, but it was fast tracked, and we were told that the data wasn't that promising. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Speak, speak, All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig,
because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too.
LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
You wouldn't go camping in the Everglades without bug spray, would you? It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with scanners and steal the information on the RFID chips in your credit and debit cards. IDStronghold.com is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, opened or closed, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and do not shield properly, if at all. When you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com. Because getting anything else is like using latex gloves as oven mitts. Ouch.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Hey guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, it looks like Amazon is suing more than 1,000 people it claims are posting fake reviews and selling them for a cost starting at $5. America's largest online retailer is demanding that the defendant stop selling Amazon reviews and disclose who is buying their service and identify which reviews were paid for. According to CBS News contributor and NewYorker.com editor Nick Thompson, fake reviews are prevalent and easy to find, as simple as a Google search. Type in review my product and all these names will pop up. Thompson told CBS This Morning Monday. Thompson said an estimated 15 to 20% of all reviews on the internet are fake and can be found in many popular sites, including Yelp, TripAdvisor, Amazon, and the App Store. Reviewers are both positive and negative. Amazon products online are abound with bogus fake reviews, and people are often hired to write critical reviews to bring down competitors, according to Thompson. Although these reviews breach laws such as the consumer protection laws, their international scale further complicates the issue. It is difficult to identify who is writing the reviews because many are written abroad. You want to stop both the supply and the demand. You want to get the companies to stop buying their reviews, the people to stop writing the fake reviews, and also what you really need to do is train your algorithms to identify the fake reviews. That's what the companies really need to work at. By the way, that is a multiple million-dollar business out there that is exhausting for companies. We wanted to go to a restaurant. And we decided, you know what, we'll just look at the reviews. We were looking for coupons, and a review popped up. The food is great. I would recommend everyone coming here! Exclamation point. Well, is that really a customer, or was it the restaurant putting their own review saying it's great? And like I said, then you could have a bad review saying there's rats all over the place, and I hear racial slurs in the restaurant. And then you go, was that an ex-boyfriend, girlfriend? Was that an ex-wife, ex-husband, an ex-employee? Or did that really happen? And it's so frustrating because now I'm starting to see the fake reviews extend to TripAdvisor. TripAdvisor, to me, seemed to be one of the last real places you could get some decent reviews on. And I'm on TripAdvisor looking at some places that I want to travel. Oh, it's great. It's beautiful. You have to vacation here. And again, I'm like, I hope this wasn't fake. I hope this was just a happy honeymooner. And then I talk to people that really traveled there, and they're like, oh, gosh, no, no. Don't go. And it's funny because a lot of the people I talk to that want to speak negatively, like, I'm not going to go online and bash them. So I don't know what to tell you guys to do. And as a doctor, I get so frustrated because you guys come into my office saying you want to go to this surgeon because look at these reviews. And you don't want to go to this surgeon because he has bad reviews. And you take a look at the reviews and you have no idea which are the fake or which are real and which is an accurate representation, okay? Happy people, most of the time, do not stop everything to go online and review. But somebody who really wants to do somebody in will. Or competitors. If one hotel is losing business to the other hotel, a very simple, cheap thing to do is to write a review. Sometimes you could identify the bad reviews where, you know what, I really wouldn't have gone to Smith Hotel. I wish I should have instead gone to Jones Hotel across the street. Next time I'm going to try Jones Hotel. To me, that sounds fake. But then again, there could be people really saying that. So the problem with online is, and we don't want there to be government control, trust me, but I think the problem with online is you can't take any of it seriously. I mean, look at the headache doctors now have with everything being online with medical information. I don't mind you going online if you're going to very specific sites, but if you're reading somebody's blog on how alcohol is okay in pregnancy, you're just reading somebody else's post. That's not a medical institution. So I guess they say Thompson offered advice on how to identify fake reviews, including using websites that help identify their validity and looking for more specific descriptions in the reviews. Hotel reviews that tend to have specific details, like the bathroom is large, tend to be real, because if they've got that sort of special information, it means that someone was actually there. But listen, somebody who wants to write a review that sticks knows how to study this. So it's like I said, be careful. You know, I mean, I use reviews too, especially with traveling. I'm like, what does somebody think of this hotel? I mean, you know, we want to do that because we can't talk to people. But you guys have to realize it's a business out there. And so people are either manipulating their own reviews or other people are manipulating theirs for them. And so it'll be very interesting to see what happens with this suit, because it's very hard to catch people. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, it's time to get your flu shot. Okay, flu season is just around the corner, and U.S. health officials are telling everybody age 6 months or older, to get their flu shot. And the flu vaccine is the best way to protect against the flu, according to Dr. Lisa Groskopf, a medical officer in the influenza division at the U.S. CDC. Flu is a serious illness. Most people are going to feel very ill for a bad time and will get better without any bad things happening, but we can't predict who is going to get super sick, according to her. So, who is going to be most likely to get sick during this flu season? People 65 and older, young children, people with chronic health problems such as asthma, heart disease, diabetes, and those with weakened immune systems. But I got to tell you something, even healthy people, younger healthy people could seriously get ill. The most common complication from flu is pneumonia. A lot of times when you die from the flu, the number one cause of death is pneumonia, which is why I also want you guys to get your pneumonia shot. They say in a typical flu vaccine, flu complications, including pneumonia, send more than 200,000 people to the hospital. That's each year. Death rates linked to flu vary year to year, but have gone as high as 49,000 deaths a year. Pregnant women are also at increased risk. So pregnant women can get a flu shot, not the live attenuated nasal version. They could get the flu shot that's the killed inactivated version, okay? This way, their newborns will be protected, because remember, newborns cannot get the flu shot till they're 6 months old. So you get the shot when you're pregnant, okay? So how effective is the vaccine? Well, last year it stunk. But usually the vaccine is anywhere from 40 to 60% effective. And I got to tell you, I did not have any patients with flu shot deaths last year, okay, or flu shot complications, the ones that took the flu vaccine. So even though last year's flu vaccine had a poor efficacy, it still worked. Now, last year the vaccine offered, you know, protection against the most common flu strain, the H3N2, but it didn't offer to the same degree that we wanted. I think we heard it was only 18% effective. And a real good vaccine is 65% effective. So they made the new trivalent, quadrivalent. They think they have a good match. This year contains the new H3N2 strain. We don't know which strains are going to be the most predominant, but they think that the H3N2 strain will be the most common one around. We also got influenza A and B on that, or swine flu on that, covered as well. And they say we should have plenty of vaccine. The manufacturers are expected to produce 170 million to 179 million doses. The nasal spray is a version out there for people that don't like the shot, but you cannot give it to young kids and you can't give it to pregnant women or people with immune systems that are compromised. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system, they have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so a lot of you guys have high cholesterol, right? and you're being told, oh, you're going to get a heart attack, oh, you're going to get a stroke. Okay, well, now I got some more bad news for you. There's a link between high cholesterol and tendon trouble. Your tendons are these fibers that connect muscles and bones. And researchers think that cholesterol buildup in immune cells can lead to chronic low-level inflammation, prompting tendon abnormalities and pain. They analyzed 17 studies published between 1973 and 2014 that included more than 2,600 people. Compared to those with normal tendon structure, people with abnormal tendon structure had higher total cholesterol. They also had higher levels of bad, low-density cholesterol, low levels of good HDL, and higher levels of fats in their blood called triglycerides. People with high cholesterol levels were also much more likely to have tendon injuries, higher levels of musculoskeletal-related pain in the arms, and thicker tendons. This was published in the British Journal of Sports Medicine. They said, together, these findings provide significant support for a metabolic hypothesis of tendon injury and implicate body fats as a potential link. Now, some of you guys are like, okay, I don't get this. What does this mean? What it means is it's a vicious cycle, okay? The worse your body gets, the worse your body gets. I can't tell you how many of my obese patients with high cholesterol and diabetes say I can't exercise because of my Achilles or because of my shoulder or this. I have pain. And you're like, come on, just exercise. No, they really have issues or gout. A lot of my diabetic high cholesterol patients have the gout. And, you know, we have them on the allopurinol, we have them on diet, etc. And it's a vicious cycle. Do not get to the point where you have this vicious cycle, okay? And I can't stress that enough. Before you become a patient, don't be one. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Yes, that does make sense. Before you become a patient, don't be one. See? Just don't be a patient. I mean, come to the doctor so we can tell you what to do, but don't be, come on, man. Really? I can't be philosophical. This is my show. I could be philosophical. That was very philosophical. All right. Men, try to conceive. Should wear boxers and sleep naked. Loose underwear has been found to reduce sperm damage by 25% compared to tight pants. Yeah, I need to stop doing that with my boys. I always tell them to pull the pants up. And, you know, they're like, it is, Mom. And I'm like, no, it doesn't look like your pants are pulled up. And then they pull it up where they basically wedgie themselves and twist their cojones. And I'm like, okay, now it looks like your pants are up. And I know Dad looks at them like you could loosen it around there if you need to. Because, you know, we women, we wear pants tight. We keep things protected and armored down there. My son had to buy a suit for his bar mitzvah. And again, I told him to pull up his pants and ride it up his cojones. And the tailor was like, no. It's okay. He could wear his pants below his waist. And I'm like, but then it looks like, you know, there's no protection down there. He's going to be dancing around the floor and, you know, Noah. I guess that's what you guys do. I don't know a lot about what you guys do, but anyway. All right, so they go, if you want to become a father, wear boxer shorts rather than briefs and go to bed naked. Researchers have found that your choice of underwear makes a big difference in the quality of your sperm. If you have more air, cooler underpants, that helps preserve your reproductive cells. This isn't the first time we talked about this. We talked about this years ago, how sperm need to be cooler. If your sperm is completely tightened up, and cremasterly reflexed all the way to your body to warm it up, the sperm don't do as well. If they say if you wear no underwear, it gives the best results. I would say be careful because, you know, I got cats and dogs, okay? Dogs are very interested in anything that looks like a sausage or hot dog. They always like to go and play with something like that. Cats like little, like I have little toy fish for them and toy mice, but I also have toy balls. They love to run around and smack these little balls that roll and jingle all over the place. Well, my cats are up all night and they play. And if my husband fell asleep, and he doesn't sleep where his body is completely, you know, tucked in and discreet, he's all out there. He rolls around and kicks me off the bed, and it's all out there. I think he would basically lose a testicle because these cats would go after it. The researchers who will present their findings this week at the American Society of Reproductive Medicine in Baltimore suspect that heat is the reason for the effect on sperm production. Among men in the general population attempting pregnancy, type of underwear worn during the day and to bed is associated with semen quality. Reducing exposure for bed decreases DNA fragmentation. Better semen quality parameters are observed in men wearing boxers during the day and none to bed. They also found that men who sit with laptops on their knees for prolonged periods of time also have damaged sperm. That, again, they think is linked to the heat. Male fertility expert Alan Pacey, professor of andrology at Sheffield University, said that tight underwear is bad for sperm production and encouraged prospective dads to choose loose undergarments. I would like to see how fertile people in Alaska are compared to people in the Amazon. Right? Because the Amazon, but then again, in the Amazon, they don't really wear tight underwear. In Alaska, they do. That's interesting. That'd be a good science fair project. I'll tell my kids to do that. All right. So, any other things we need to talk about? Changing your underwear. I told you, I personally like men in the boxer briefs. I think the boxer briefs, when they're solid colors, are really sexy. But that's just me. Half of bugs that cause infections after surgery are unfortunately antibiotic resistant. All right. If you get an infection after surgery in the hospital, they say 50% of them now are the dangerous MRSA, C. diff. These are infections that are resistant to other drugs. This can be scary stuff. Reported in the Lancet Infectious Disease research paper. Researchers say that 39% to 51% of bugs that cause infections after surgery are already resistant to standard antibiotics. They also calculated what would happen if current trends increase, and they found a 30% increase could lead to an estimated 120,000 more infections and 6,000 additional deaths a year in the U.S. These are sobering numbers. And the science has spoken on hospitals where the trend is most easily studied. And you got this type of bacteria in schools and gyms and homes, etc. So basically, you don't want to get sick when you're in the hospital. Apparently, Ramon Laxminarayan, director of the Center for Disease Dynamics, Economics, and Policy, led a team of researchers that looked at data from previous studies on using antibiotics to prevent infections in 10 common surgeries and in cancer chemotherapy. So they looked at C-section and prostate biopsy and colon surgery and hip replacements. And patients are usually given antibiotics at the time of the surgery. All right. And the reason why is because a lot of times there's, you know, infections at surgery site, et cetera. They found if you're getting the antibiotics, surgery site infections go down. Cancer patients, even better. But when they investigated the infections that did happen, they started to see more and more resistant microbes, and 50 to 90% of infections after prostate biopsies were due to resistant bugs. So we got a big problem. We want to give antibiotics. I mean, nobody wants to be the one that doesn't get the antibiotics and then they get sick. But we also don't want to be fueling antibiotic-resistant infections. So what's the answer? We need to start coming up with other ways to, A, prevent infection, and B, prevent any sort of bugs that unfortunately, you know, will, like, for example, prostate biopsy. You're there in the rectal area, which means you could have, like, an E. coli-resistant bug. We'll talk more about this next time. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You don't hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. and your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's AlkaVision.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.